Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4 o'clock here in the Bayou City. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the outdoor show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, and Angler U. All right, weather in Galveston right now. Down on the island, 79 this morning, feels like 82. Lots of sunshine today, a high around 85. Winds will be east-northeast at 15 to 25. Not seeing it yet. Winds are down as we speak. But tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 76. East-northeast winds 10 to 20. And they're kind of throwing about a 25, 30% chance of rain tonight, but I doubt it. Some clouds in the morning, they'll give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon with a high of 84. East-northeast winds 15 to 25. So they're calling for those strong winds, but we're not seeing them yet. All right, looking at tides for Galveston, we go back on a four-tide schedule today. We have a high that just occurred at the Galveston Channel at 3:53 a.m. It was a 1.7, with a low coming up at 9:25 a.m., a 1.5, a high at 12:07 p.m., a 1.6, and then a low at 8:14 p.m., an 0.4. All right, looking at current conditions right now. Galveston Channel showing east-southeast wind at 6 to 8, air temperature 82, water temp 87. Eagle Point, it's 82 degrees with 85-degree water, east-northeast wind at 9. And up at Morgan's Point, it's 77 degrees with 84-degree water with a northeast wind at 6 to 8 miles per hour. Barometric pressure steady at 30.02 inches across the board. So that's pretty much it on the weather. Just waiting for all this wind. It was even supposed to come up yesterday afternoon, but it never did. So hopefully they're wrong again. Imagine that, being wrong. All right, well, let's run up to Lake Livingston now and Pinwa Campground and Marina up there and check in with our good friend Jody Blair and see what's going on in her neck of the woods. Jody, what's going on up there? Good morning.
Good morning. The water's been pretty nice. We're still getting about 88 during the day. Yesterday we were actually up to 89. So the water's sitting about 82 degrees. Good fishing, normal staying, with the pool being about 0.50 feet above pool. So the water's really, really nice. It looks really pretty out there. People are having good luck, you know, first thing in the mornings because, you know, we cool down a little bit at night. So the water kind of stays cooler first thing in the morning, and then it will heat up later in the day. But they're doing, you know, really good with the catfish on cut bait, crappie. It's really big on crappie right now. People are catching them pretty good on those minnows or jigs. And then they're catching those bass, they're targeting those with like on structures with like the Carolina rig worms,
yeah,
to hook up with that. So yeah, people are having some good luck. It's starting to, you know, pop back up on the water. So it's,
what about
good time.
White bass? I've been seeing a few catches online, you know, on social media of white bass. I guess those things just eat all the time, eat year round.
They do, but they start to get really, you know, they kind of like go into hiding, and you got to search them out when the water's really, really warm. But it start, like I said, it's starting to cool down, so they're getting a little bit more active, especially, you know, if you know where to get them. So, yeah. Yep. So we're doing really good on that. The park's been busy with rentals. I literally have only 19 lots left to rent out.
Goodness.
So they've been going like crazy. So if anybody's looking, you know, we still have that incentive going with 6 months. You get 1 month free, 12 months, you get 2 months free. Mm-hmm. And I've got about three, possibly four premium sites left. And that means we're on the, you know, right there on the water. But yeah, we're slim pickings right now. So if you're looking, come on out. It's the perfect time, especially, you know, if you're, since deer hunting's picked up and you don't want to haul that rig back and forth, wanting, looking for a place to keep it, you know, while you're hunting, come on out. We'll get you set up.
Yeah. So, speaking of deer hunting, do you see any good deer killed during, you know, bow season opening up?
I haven't.
I haven't seen much.
On social
I've
media.
Seen a couple, you know, but I hadn't seen a whole lot or heard a lot.
I haven't, but they're active, like coming off the property. You know, you're driving through the entry road of Pimwa going up to 2457, you know, right there behind Harry's house. We got a whole bunch of them, you know, sitting up out there. But, and then you got to watch them on those roads going home at night. It's dangerous. They come out, and I see a lot of them on the side of the road right now, but just got to be careful.
Yeah, when the rut gets going really good up there, then, you know, you're going to have a lot of them being chasing those, and they'll just, they don't even see a car. They'll just run out in front of it.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, we recommend people get those deer whistles and have them put on their car out here, because, I mean, daily when I'm heading to work and coming home, there's a new one. So it's
now,
dangerous.
Now, what's a deer whistle on a car? That's news to me.
Really? It's like it's like something you put on the car, and when the wind hits it when you're traveling, it kind of like whistles, and the deer, it kind of scares them off. So they'll hear that, and I've never heard one. They said we can't hear it, but they hear it, and it kind of
really cool.
Yeah, it kind of detours them, and they run off away from it. So yeah, I highly recommend those deer whistles.
Well, that's news to me. I've heard of a lot. I hadn't heard of those, but that's sounds like a good idea. If it works, why not?
It does. Yeah. So that, or just say your prayers when you're driving it at sunset. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good week, a good couple of weeks. So
I got plenty of fuel and bait and all that for the weekend.
We sure do. We do. Come on out, fill up. We got that 91 octane ethanol free, and that's going for $5.35 a gallon right here on the water. We could just pull on up with your jet ski or your boat. And we'll fill you up, get you back out there to your honey hole and catch those fish. We've got minnows. We still have some minnows. I haven't been selling a lot of them, but on the weekends we do sell a few of them, but that's what people are catching the crappie on right now.
Right.
So come on out and get those minnows if crappie is what you're looking for. We have the night crawlers, the glow worms, and, you know, chicken livers, chicken hearts, because they're catching those catfish on that cut bait. So we're ready to get you all set up.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
And so there was something else I wanted to ask you, but I can't remember it. I was thinking about
probably
it
because I'm just rambling.
About what?
I said probably because I'm just sitting here rambling.
No, you're not rambling. We're just, you know, I'm liking a good info from up there. You know, like when we talk to Harry all the time.
Yeah. He came down. I've missed him the past couple of times. I'll see him heading in, and then I'm either heading out or going, you know, on property or something. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen him a couple of times, the past couple of, I'd say almost a month now. But
yeah,
I've seen him. I just haven't talked to him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Harry was was a good man. He'd been, he'd been on the show for a long time since Pappy and Bob Jr. had this show way back in the day.
Yeah, there's a resident I just rented to, Mr. West. I'm not going to go into last names I don't want to violate his privacy. But he's been listening to the show for years, and he remembers, listening to Harry and all that. So he came out, and he's like, rented a spot from us long term. So he's one of our new residents, and he was walking through the office like yesterday. He's like, I'll hear you in the morning. I said, yes, you will. He's like, I told him, I said, he goes, I would love to sit down and talk to Harry. I said, well, go on up there and knock on his door. I'm sure he'd love the company. Yeah. I said, but be prepared to stay a while, because his stories, they're good stories, but they last a long time.
Yeah, and most of them are true. Believe that or not.
I know. He tells those ones like you're like, uh-uh, that couldn't happen, but it sure did.
Oh, Harry.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's coming in from Houston, they get off 59 there and take 190 back to the
190 west. Yep, and like you're heading towards Onalaska, and then exit that 2457, I think is what it is.
Yeah, turn left on that.
Turn left on there, and then you follow it down to Pinwall Marina Road, and then it'll take you to the entrance to our private entrance road, and you'll just loop on around and come on to property. Give me a call at 936-209-4819, if you're needing detailed directions, and I can shoot you a text. Our website is pinwallrvresort.com, and then, or send me an email at pinwallresort@wgppm.com, and that's Pinwall, PENWAUGH.
WAUGH, Pinwall.
Yeah, Pinwall.
That's easy enough.
It is.
All right, Jody. Well, I sure appreciate the report from up there, and I hope y'all have a good weekend. And I've been depending on you and Randy, y'all, people over at Rayburn, to send us a cold front down here. We need some cool weather.
I'm saying we need it
again, man.
Yeah, I was all dressed up for fall the other day, and they said, "Well, don't you look fallish?"
That didn't last long.
It didn't, but you know what? I had my AC cranked down to 65, and it felt like fall in my office, and that's all that cared. All that matters.
Boy. Man, if I ever come up there and visit, I'll bring a jacket, 65.
People come up on that, and to pay for their gas off the lake, and they're like, ooh, it feels good in here. And I was like, yeah, it sure does. Those hot flashes aren't, they're not nothing to play with. So.
No, that's part of the game.
Yep.
All right, Jody. Well, hey, you have a good weekend. Appreciate the update, I'll talk to you next week. How about that?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
See you. You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Jody up at Pinwall Campground and Marina. It's good to start getting a report from up that way. It's been, we depended on Harry for so long, and then, we had Simon Cosper for a while. He was real good at it. I even fished with him. We had a really good trip on stripers one day and white bass, but stripers were more fun. We were catching them on topwaters, and I even pulled out some corky fat boys and some saltwater stuff I catch big trout on, and or used to catch big trout on, and, boy, we caught some giant stripers on those. That's a fun fish to catch. All right, well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market. They're real easy to find. They're right in downtown Belleville. Just look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facility, they're right next door to one another. And if you're looking for, premium cuts of grade A beef, pork, and chicken, the Belleville's got you covered with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that every day, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with bulk pricing on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. Try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. And their processing facility, it's open year-round. It never closes. And now with bow season here and rifle season right around the corner, always think of the Belleville. No better service, no better quality, no better packaging. Three-lane drop-off system, you just pull in, they unload your game for you, they take it in, you tell them how you want it processed. It goes all the way through. They track it to assure you that you get back your meat that you took good care of. And when you go back to pick it up, they'll load it up in your vehicle for you. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:17. All right, let's run up to Fayette County and see what's up with old Bob Green this morning. Good morning, Bob. What's going on up there, man?
Well, good morning. Well, I'm enjoying it morning fishing. I'm not enjoying any late evening fishing.
It warms up pretty good. It's nice in the mornings, and then summer shows up again.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, hopefully it'll chill out a little bit more here before long. So I ain't even looked at the long range forecast. So is anything in the future?
Nothing. You know, last week
December.
They were showing a midweek front that was supposed to be nice, and hey, that's gone. It's out of here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But I mean, the mornings have been nice, and seemed like the humidity came back yesterday. So I'll take any of the cool we can get anyway. It can help bring that temperature down, but even the water still hadn't got below 90 degrees. It was 92 all week before last and started out this week at 90. That doesn't count when it's, well, I mean, you know, the week before last, we did really, really good one morning, and then I guess it was, got one day of fish, but anyway, I think it was Tuesday, and it looked like glass going across there. And I don't know, I tell you, when there's no wind, no little ripple, it makes it tough, because the bait was still there, still throwing little traps and them square bills in shallow water off some points. And then I mean, you could see the bait. Maybe you'd see a squirrel here and there, but they just, I mean, you really had to work for them to get them to eat, you know, down to like a drop it, crank it, drop it a little bit. And then the bite didn't last near as long. It just kind of shut back down. So we went after the deep dive and crankbait ones again into a little deeper water, about 14, 15, something like that. And it was the same.
What color pattern are you throwing on those crankbaits?
Just a shad pattern, a sexy shad or something like that.
I got you.
And the same way on the deep diving, just anything that resembled a shad.
Right.
I was going to throw that one little crankbait that had all them little minnows, and it was kind of a glass one. I keep forgetting to take it, you know, and to use it, I'm going to have to get it out of the garage and put it in the boat. So I'll try to remember that next week. Of course, I don't know if I'm fishing next week. I know they're supposed to call Tuesday and tell me where to go at the Methodist Hospital for these shots to start on them.
Oh, boy. So, you got to come all the way to Houston to do that?
Yeah. Five years ago, all I had to do was go to Columbus. They did all that there in Columbus at the Columbus Hospital.
Right.
And right now I'm confused about what's going on until Tuesday, because the guy we used in Columbus, I mean, he was a doctor there, and then they schedule just like you go into the hospital and they make ready for you, run you in there, and your doctor that you knew was doing a procedure. And now Tuesday, they're going to schedule it for Wednesday. And like I say, I won't know until Tuesday what the setup is. So, and of course, they're putting in fiber optics out here, and guess when they're supposed to come out here and do it? It's Tuesday. So as you know from our phone calls, how they just cut off, but when the internet goes out, I got to deal with that and try to talk to those people at the same time. So it'll all get figured out and get it done and get these shots and then go from there. If it's not, and it's back to doing that fusion deal in the hip. And I'm hoping against that, because that's 7 weeks off. I mean, there's not any fishing during that 7 weeks.
You're down for 7 weeks? That's crazy.
Yeah, you can't put that leg on the ground or that foot on the ground for seven weeks. And it was full 7 weeks last time. So,
man.
Oh, well, we'll play it by ear and see what happens. You know, it's one of them things. They've got the kid fish. I can't remember. It's not this weekend. It could be next weekend. I wrote the date down and all that they're having that at the lake. And they always tell everybody, just in case, you know, for the ones that are listening that fish up here, that day is real busy. So if you want to avoid, you know, go to Park Prairie Park. It's just an alternate parking area and launch, and you'll not get stuck in all that traffic. Because I mean, it's parking lot to parking lot, from pavement to grass. It'll be, you know, anyway. But other than that, I mean,
what are those kids
that morning?
They fish off the bank? How does that work?
No, there's boats. They'll have tons of boats. Yeah, and they'll go out and they do the inches on it. So somebody will talk about it before long, you know. And it's just a good time and had by all, you know. They get good prizes and things like that too, and then they get to eat afterwards.
Who puts that on?
Oh, Kids Unlimited, I think is the full name of it.
Oh, okay.
So I forgot the girl's name or lady's name that handle that. Or somebody else. Surely somebody will call you and give you more detail on that.
Yeah.
I just always like to let them know, you know, about the parking so they don't get hung up in it. So.
Yeah, these days, man, parking's an issue. Traffic, I mean, it's overwhelming.
Well, you know, our boat ramp, a couple of years back, they actually, you know, Dubai didn't put a sign up. This is a two-boat ramp, you know, because you'd always have one right in the middle stuck somewhere. And, of course, everybody started out somewhere when he first started fishing our new boat. Every boat I've ever had loads different, so, you know, trying to get it, you know, figured out. So, but anyway, that's the way to get it figured out by doing it. So, and everybody came back straight all the time, but, you know, it's tough when somebody gets sideways in the parking lot. But not really not so bad this time of year because it don't seem like there's that many trying to get in. But, yeah. Boy, when we start getting into the – to the, you know, February, March, April, and that. So it's, you get there early, get in before the, you know,
yeah,
crowd gets there.
When you do, when everybody's putting in and it's still dark, just turn your lights off, put your parking lights on.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, I've noticed every Chevrolet I've ever had, you just turn it a little ways and you can feel it, click them off, and they just...
Yeah.
There's a way to do it, just nobody knows or thinks about it.
Yeah,
or even just sitting in the parking lot.
You can turn it to, you know, you put it back to auto when you want to turn it back on, but just turn it manually to off and then click it up one for parking lights and then back in.
God.
Not blind somebody else trying to, because, man, in these trucks with these mirrors, I mean, when you're trying to back in and somebody's already in the ramp with their lights on and you're trying to use the other one, you just can't, see.
Yeah.
You just can't.
No, and
I always watch my tail lights out of my side mirrors, you know, and know how.
Yeah, yeah, well, a lot of.
And I can see the dock, and where I don't back over the dock or anything, just slide her in, cop stop it, and slide her off, and tie her up, and get out of everybody's way.
Yeah, that's right. Well, since I put some steps on there, I'm not near as, you know, those steps. It's just
You have those steps
back
on the front
it in
of the trailer.
I put my grandson built me a set. I mean, you couldn't. It looked like it came from the factory. It's
honest.
1, 2, 3 fourth little steps into the boat, and the same way getting out. Of course, the little rail that's coming up that you hold on to.
Got a stick to hold on to. Yeah, to get.
Got
the
stick to hold on to.
Yeah.
I don't think he didn't allow for that extra 50 pounds of my belly going through there. So I just kind of hug it when I go down.
Well, and you got to be careful. You got to step over the trolling motor and all that. And I used to worry about Will because at Rayburn they don't have any docks. You know,
that's right.
He'd have to pull his boat up on the bank itself and then step over that bow. And he was getting old, and I worried about him all the time. You know, falling and breaking a hip or whatever.
Well, I tell you what,
would have been over, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that thing saves you too. So I guess I've hurt myself more times getting in and out of it like that without before I got that step. You know, not bad, but I mean, you know, that thing could be dangerous. You fall down in front of that boat, putting into a ramp, it got slime and stuff on it. Not only is it hurt hitting the ground. It's a good way to, when you slide, you get in that slime, you're liable to slide right underneath that trailer.
Well, sure.
And game could be over then. That wouldn't be a good
deal.
I've
seen a few collarbones broken that way, slamming down on that concrete, buddy.
Real hard.
Yeah. Or head slap it and get a concussion.
No, I don't even sound, just thinking about that. I mean, who hadn't hit their head on something hard and solid? It just, do without that for the day, for sure.
Just hoping you're born with a good, thick melon.
Well, according to everybody, I got a thick,
numb skull.
numb, there you go. Perfect word for it. The fish are, they're there and the bait's there. It's just that the other morning we noticed a kind of a weird smell in the water, like it kind of a
like it's turning over or something.
Yeah, see, I mean it could be, cause boy, that thermocline area was, I mean, it was hugging tight between 10 and 15 feet. The water just didn't look quite right. I mean, we're always a stained water, you know. It's never going to be probably clearer than a foot if you're lucky, and it wasn't quite that, but I don't know what the problem was that day, other than just so still that gosh, we left water before 10 o'clock, and it got hot, and just the air was thick. So if we'd be able to stay, I went with Mark, and I went out that day. He's doing pretty good. He's building up, but he's still wanting to push it too much, and just, you know, getting that heart back in shape. But he's doing real well for somebody who wouldn't have made it, you know.
I mean, a month ago, it sounded really bleak.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Man, what a recovery.
I tell you, he had lots of people praying all over the place. And
I'm telling you, man.
It's kind of like, I figured he still got something else he's got to do, you know, in this life. So.
Well, yeah, fishing is life for a lot of us. I mean, what does a man have anymore? You know, other than his family stuff, but still, man's got to have something. Or a woman.
Yeah, that's
fishing
right.
Fishing's therapy.
We'll have to figure out what his is. Maybe the lake record is right around the corner.
Most expensive drug you can take, but it's not bad for you.
Yeah. He's still monitored up, so he's still in touch with medical facilities and
that's
stuff like
him.
That. I'm always asking, hey, you plugged in? Oh, yeah. It goes everywhere with me.
Well, that's good. I'm glad things turned around for him. All right, buddy.
Yeah,
well, Bob,
good deal.
It's always a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with your old shot therapy next week. Hope that works out for you.
Yeah, I'll be able to let you know Friday next week.
All right.
how everything goes. But yeah, just give me a holler, 281-460-9200, and we'll sign you up for at least for the spring or when it gets here.
You got it, bud.
But good fishing.
Right.
Y'all have a good morning. Y'all
We're
take care.
It, Bob. You take
All
care,
right.
buddy. See you now.
No,
All right. That's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Well, I need to take a moment to tell you about Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. So if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years. They're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at AlliedInc.com. 281-332-6224.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:36. Let's go check in with Chris Crocker and see what's going on with him this morning. See how the dove hunting is up his way. Morning, Chris. What's going on, man?
Oh, doing it, doing it. You know, I'm back here in town till I don't know, about noon today, and I got to head back out to the dove fields. Had to come back in town and deliver a 36 yellowfin to a customer.
Well, that's not all bad.
Sold right. Yeah, right before I left in August, I sold it to him, and we just finally got the electronics package finished in it and kind of set all that stuff up. These new systems that Garmin's come out with and Yamaha's come out with, there's so much setup info to put into them with the autopilots and the new trolling motors for spot locking and just all the Wi-Fi, and this thing's got Starlink and TV and stereo and phone, and you know, it is a modern marvel.
I thought
marvel,
we
dude.
Went fishing to get away from all that stuff.
Now everybody wants it on their boat.
Oh my!
So yeah, it's pretty in depth. It's not like it used to be, for sure. You know, you used to throw a couple of screens on there with a good transducer and a couple of VHFs and a radar, and now everything is Wi-Fi linked, and you can run from your phone, and it's something else is all I gotta say.
My goodness.
To get all that stuff tuned in and set up, it's a production for sure.
Yeah. I can see where that takes a lot of rigging and detail right there. And knowledge.
Yeah, and you know, everything's got to be synced together, and everything's got to talk together. And you know, these new autopilots, you know, you set up to go to a spot and say you're running 38 miles an hour and you got 40 miles to run. Well, when you get there, about a half a mile, the motors automatically start slowing down.
Slowing down. Oh boy.
And then when you get to your spot, the boat will actually go into neutral and set spot lock over the spot you're going to. Jeez. So it takes the dumminess out of everything. So
these damn fish don't have a chance anymore.
Man, they figure out a new way to kill them every year.
Boy, howdy. Yeah.
So
y'all
yeah,
holding up. Y'all still,
man. We got another influx of birds. I drove back on Monday, and we had hunters out Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and they just been waylaying them. I've had several of my owners call me, plus one of my guides that's down there, just say, man, there's all new set of birds that came in. And I had one of the guys up there where I stay in Concan call me twice. He goes, man, they're flying down the river there in every tree. So... You know, it's that time of year when they start moving in. You know, we get, you know, a new influx of birds, it seems like, every 7 to 10 days. And it's from right now, they're just everywhere. I haven't had anybody say that they're not seeing birds right now.
DP&W is spot on when they said the dove numbers were up, the counts were up again this year.
But you know, there was a couple of times where it looked like they wasn't telling us the truth.
Well, that's true. that happens, you know, you're in between movements, you know, waves of birds. And I think that kind of happened in teal season this year. You know, we just we were kind of between that first and second wave of birds, and a lot of people had some pretty dismal teal hunts.
Yeah, I would imagine the day after the season was over, they showed up everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure you can bank on that, man. You know?
Yeah, well, everybody forgets there's a little word right in front of every one of those. It's called migratory, so they're always moving.
That's all they do.
And it doesn't take but a breath of wind or a little bit of lightning and, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. So
sure.
But right now, it's...
Blaine's hanging in there, buddy. He sends me a big giant table shot there by, you know, where they clean all their deer. He's got these big, long Teflon tables, and he needs more tables. The amount of birds I'm seeing laying out. Jeez.
Yeah, they are here for sure. I haven't, like I say, I haven't heard anybody say they're not seeing them. They're all calling me and telling me, hey, we got birds, bring us hunters, you know. So we're going to, I'm going to be, I've got to get this thing knocked out today. I'm probably going to head back hopefully by noon and get there. I've got hunters this weekend. I got, I think I got about 40 on Saturday and probably about half that on Sunday. And then starting Monday is, that's my favorite time of year. I love October.
Yeah.
The weather's cool.
Yeah, man.
You get a new influx of birds, and I've got hunters shoot just about every day till the end of the month.
It's hard to believe how popular dove hunting is now, you know, in the state of Texas. I mean, everybody dove hunts.
Well, you know, I've heard, whether this is true or not, that dove hunting has more participants in it than any other outdoor activity combined. And I'm talking about football season, baseball season, everything. It's the biggest outdoor activity of all of them for, you know, September and October.
Right.
I'm sure it slows down a little in October. But, you know, September, you know, we were just to the wall every day. You know, it's crazy the number of people, you know, we were averaging. We're right. Probably just under 600 right now, and there's some other outfitters out there that do way more than we do, these big corporate, you know, high-end super duty hunts, you know, that they're getting big money for.
Some of that Gucci, you know, dove hunting.
Oh, yeah, Gucci Poochie stuff.
Bird boys, but, margarita girls, everything, man.
Oh, yeah, you know, we've been at 150. And from what I understand, we are the lowest price right now.
Right.
And we've been holding off, and this will be the last year of that. We're going to have to go up next year. We hadn't finalized what it's going to be, but we're probably going to settle at 200. And right now, everybody's at 250 plus. And they're getting half-day hunts for that, and we're going to still do a full-day hunt, you know, morning and afternoon if you need it. But here lately, you hadn't needed that except for one hunt. You know, they've been whacking them either in the morning or in the afternoon, and they're done. So to me, it's kind of fun to get out in the morning and that nice cool weather, get your birds in, then you got the rest of the afternoon to go hang out in the river or go do something else, you know.
Go
crappie fishing. I'm going to do that again next Wednesday with Horland. I got a group of my buddies coming in, and one of them, I sent him some pictures of the crappie we caught, and he goes, man, I got to do that. And I said, done, we're doing it. So probably going to get a couple of those trips in out there on the Devil's River.
What lake are you fishing on when you do that, the Devil's River stuff or what?
Yeah, the Devil's River right there before you get into to Lake Amistad. And it's amazing, dude. There's just not a lot of people down there doing it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, 25 a person. And that's,
I thought
that's
Horland
easy.
Was in Costa Rica.
He's got a place there too, but he's got a ranch right here near Montel. He's got a little place there right out of Campwood, just past the dam, and then he's got another 840 acres that are not too far from there. So he's a Texas boy. He likes going down there, but he loves being here. So
yeah,
and he's got it going on. Now we went down. Yeah, we went down and stayed down there back in April for a week and just hammered the fish and it's got a really great place to stay. I mean, anybody's never been to Costa Rica, they ought to look it up. It's for the money it costs, it's probably the cheapest vacation you can take anywhere going out of the country.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really great deal. So, but hopefully I get back in there, get there and get out of this afternoon and roll in again, and I'll be down till the 25th, the 26th, and then I'll head back, and I got a couple of days, and then I go to Fort Lauderdale for the Fort Lauderdale show, and I get back on November 2nd then, and then turn around and head out to Guatemala on the 5th for that Marlin series that we've been fishing, and
yeah,
then come back around the 9th or 10th of November and do a little work, and then start deer hunting and do that all the way up into January, and start selling boats again at the boat show in January. So,
man, you're busy.
Yeah,
busier than
I got a full calendar.
Yeah,
and I got a full calendar. That's for sure.
But you know, the way I'm doing it now, I'm in limp mode.
Well, we're all in limp mode anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, it just chilling on the back end. You know, never know when they're going to pull your number here. Get up our age. You never know.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cut off there for a second. Yeah, that's for sure. You know, there's a lot of our buddies and stuff that ain't around anymore. And there's some that are, that just aren't doing well. And
I just can't believe all the people dying in their 50s and 60s nowadays. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, somebody I know in their 50s or 60s kicking the bucket.
Yeah, you know, every time I look at see how old I am, I say, wow, how did I get here?
So, yeah, I know.
What did I do right or what did I do wrong?
Well, you just live it like there's not much left. Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah. Stay busy, keep moving, and things will take care of itself. I hear a lot of these guys that retire and slow down, and, you know, that's just the end of them. They just stay busy enough, and that's not a problem I have. I'm constantly moving, you know. There's always something going on.
How old are you now, Chris, if you don't mind me asking?
65,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
It's amazing. I've been doing this with the hunting for 34 years, and I've been doing the boat thing now for, 24, almost 25 years now.
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Man, and that ain't too far anymore for any of us.
No. Oh, no.
You know, I remember lots of faces, but I'm terrible with names.
I get that way at times, you know, unless you see them all the time. I mean, hey, if you hadn't seen anybody in 10 years, you know who they are, and you're sitting there racking your brain trying to bring that name up. As many people as we talk to
all the time, and,
yeah,
you know, visit with and shows and hunting and fishing and stuff, it's just, if I could remember them all, I'd be a genius. But, you know, I'm just not quite there, so.
Yeah, we've crossed paths with a lot of people over the years, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's hard to go. I just got a text from a listener. Do you have accommodations for people up there if they book a dove hunt? Do you have like a package deal or something?
Absolutely. We can do lodging is not an issue on meals and stuff. If they want to go full inclusive this time of year, it's hard to set up. We do a lot of that in September, but we can probably work something out for them.
Yeah,
but yeah, we can do the whole carte blanche thing, you know, if you want to.
Well, there's plenty of places to go out and eat up there too.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, if you want to make a little drive.
Yeah, you got to make a little drive some days. You know, up in Concan, you know, they roll the streets up on Monday afternoon and don't open back up till Thursday afternoon. So there's Neil's is always good for breakfast and dinner on the weekend, and there's Mama Chola's and Gypsy's up in Leakey, and, you know, of course, there's plenty of stuff there in Uvalde, and we got a couple places there in Sabinal that are nice, but, you know, it's the country, you know, it's not the big city, you know, there's not a jack-in-the-box on every corner.
I was from the country till I went over to Calcasieu years ago, back when we were going over there catching those big trout. My brother-in-law and I went over there, old Pete, and I went and bought some steaks to grill because we rented that little house there and by the bait camp, and we were going to do it up. And he goes, man, did you bring any beer? I said, no, I figured we'd just buy a six-pack or something here. He went, they rolled up sidewalks at like 7 o'clock. He ended up having to go to a beer joint and buy them in the bottle. So he could have his Coors Light while he was eating a steak.
You know, I think I started going out
beer,
there.
Man.
What was the big outfit out there? Hackberry Gun Club?
Hackberry Rod and Gun.
Yeah, Rod and Gun.
Yeah, Stansel Brothers.
I see them at the shows every now and then, but, I guess they're still busy as can be. But that was a really good operation out there. And then I fished with Mark Hughes quite a bit.
I love fishing with Mark. He's a great guy, man. Yeah, I just need him to talk on the radio. I'd get my reports from him. He's a heck of a fisherman, but he will not. I've tried talking him into letting me call him a million times, and he won't do it.
He's kind of a quiet guy. Mm-hmm. When you're on the boat fishing, it's a different Mark. But when he's away from it, he's kind of a quiet, to himself guy. So,
yeah.
But it is. Some people have it, and some people just want to do it. He just wants to do it. He don't want to talk about it.
Right.
So,
yeah, he's fun.
There's not a James Flog in all of us,
No, Flog's never met a stranger in his life. I'll never forget the first time I ever met him. I'm going, who is this guy? He keeps coming by here bugging me about these fish I caught, and we turned out to be best friends after that. It all fell together. James wasn't taking no for an answer, I can tell you that.
If you ain't smiling and laughing when he's talking, you're not listening.
No, you're not.
Hey, he's something else for sure.
He's so goofy, man. Funny as you can be. And you wouldn't believe the one-liners you hear out there while you're fishing. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I need to get out there with him before long and go yank on a couple of them tarpon.
You better hurry because he's about to wrap her up. He's just about to.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to schedule that stuff up to do it. It's just, I've run so hard.
Jump out of the skillet into the fire, come back in. Until we get some cold fronts, it's just going to be just inconsistent trout fishing right now. I mean, you can get on a school and you can go back the very next day to the same fish and can't get a bite.
Yeah. Lockjaw.
Oh, man.
That's what these birds do to us, too, And we try not to pressure them 2 days in a row.
Right.
If we do hunt a place 2 days in a row, we hunt a different area of it.
Yeah.
And let the spot that we, hunted, we let it rest. But we've got so many places out there right now that it's not an issue to go hunt every day. So we can move around. We're between Uvalde, Canepa, Sabinada, Haines. On either side of 90, we got central and south, and we got a place to go every day, and it doesn't matter how many hunters we got, we've always got more ground than we've got hunters. So
you gotta have it, gotta have that real estate, man.
Yeah, that's the secret to it. A lot of guys go, man, can we get a lease? And it's like, it doesn't make any sense to go lease a 200 or 300 or a 50 acre piece of property if the birds aren't there.
If they're not you gotta throw your money away.
They're migratory, and that's what that means. That's here today, gone tomorrow, even here at all. It's little bitty tiny variables that can change everything up from awesome, awesome, awesome to terrible. And that's why we've got so much ground. It's the only way you can do it. You got to be able to.
We've all lived and played that game for years, man. It's just part of it.
I spend a lot of time and a lot of money just driving around and wearing binoculars out.
Yeah.
Looking for them and seeing what they're doing, what time they come and where they're coming from, what are they on, where are they going, it's pretty time consuming. That's why I come up a weekend.
It's a job, man. You got to stay on top of it. You're going to be good at it. All right, Crocker. Hey, bud, I got to run. It's already that time. Man, that went by quick. If somebody wants to call you or Chris and get with y'all on some dove hunts and even some deer hunts this winter and exotics.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of that going on. He's got a big group this weekend at Brackettville. So give us a shout at 512-587-3791 or check us out on the web at TexasBestDoveHunt.com or CCOTexas.com. Come on down. We got it all.
All right, brother. Crocker, have a good day. Get that boat delivered and get on the road, man.
Plus, it's going to be a busy week.
You got it. Good luck,
right,
to
man.
You. See you, man. Thanks,
bye.
Chris. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.